definition of having more reactive chemicals, the definition of the shade of us you should follow. Okay, so today we're finishing up Hilchos Chanukah, more or less. Tomorrow is going to be the first day of the news, but the people, new people here, still weren't welcome to stay for the conclusion of the Chanukah Shiurim. And as Hashem, tomorrow at 11, we'll have the Hachana l'Shabbos from, so there's the Isser Hachana from Shabbos to the weekday. Okay, Jacob, did you receive the packets? Hello?
Seven Shabbos there,
What?
Seven Shabbos there.
That's the fourth packet. Jacob? Do you hear me?
Heard this before.
Do you hear me? One hears.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been a semester in?
Yeah.
There were three
You hear
packets.
me? Do you hear me?
Yes, here
Yeah,
you.
you hear me? Okay, as I said, okay, let's start again. Zech Nishma is Havi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pilkas, Zech Nishma is Daniel Shein, was Yeshua Fowler. Okay, so today we're finishing up the Chanukah packet, which is the packet being in Psul Dichoy, Psul Yotzi, B'Shem, and Menorah. Does everyone have that packet? Nimrod, do you have it? Okay, and we're finishing that off. And then Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Mesiyat Nishmai, we could start with the packet about Issa HaChana, Shabbos to the weekday, and what's the Gedarim. So we'll just finish this packet today. And tomorrow, Sar B'Tavis is at 11 o'clock, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so we mentioned that the Marheshes of Henoch Egis was one of the great Gedolim from Vilna. So his famous sefer is called the Marheshes. But he has this kutras, page 12. If you look at page 12 in the sefer Ola Shmuel, he wrote this kutras called Minchas Chinuch, but nothing to do with the regular Minchas Chinuch. But he wrote kutras Minchas Chinuch, and there's some famous pieces that I was looking for, I never found until I realized that I thought all well, the Torah from the Rav Henoch Egis was in the Marheshes. And little did I know that this is tucked away kutras, tucked away in another sefer that has his psukim, to his other chidushim. So basically, we were talking about the following question. It's interesting. I was looking. This those that learned Daf Yomi. I was just looking the Olam Letrufa, which is a Parsha sheet put out by Bell's Antwerp, and they have a section on the Daf Yomi. So the Daf Yomi just last week did have a what are they doing the Dorim now? The Dorim,
Darren,
and there's the sugya of Bobo Paritzim v'Chiluluha, which we discussed previously. Just to recap. That when the Beis HaMikdash was defiled in the time of the Yavanim, so certain things were Yotzei L'chulin. So the Ramban Shita, the way it's explained, that the Olam HaTshuva there is basically, it's like what Rav Harari, he was saying over from somebody that Rosenzweig, that it's like a kibush. By the Goyim, and therefore it was Yotzei L'chulin. So the Beis HaMikdash was Yotzei L'chulin, and even the Karka HaMikdash was Yotzei L'chulin, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban is in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis, the famous Ramban there, and in Makkos and Daf Yutes, where he says that when the Goyim come in, they defile the Kedusha, even things that are not susceptible to the regular dinim of Me'ilah, that is Yotzi L'chulin, but Yotzi L'chulin with the the Karka HaMikdash, it was even Yotzei L'chul. The Bala Mor Shita is no. That only, it's no new din of Boba Paritsa Mechilua. It's the Shekhar points out, it's only a regular din of Meila that you moil Yotzei L'chulin, and Meila is only by Jews. So the Meila was done by the like Rav Shekhar said, the Meila was done by the Besyavnim, according to the Balamor, and therefore they went in, they defiled the Kedusha, and then, like the old Trufa points out, and then if a guy would use it for Avodah Zarah, subsequently it would become us. But the reason that it was Yotzei L'chulin is only because of the Peritzi Yisrael, says the Balamor. And that's the, but the Ila, you don't say by the Kaka. The Kaka is not Yotzei L'chulin. Those no Meila by Karkos. So Mamela, according to the Balamor, the Karka of the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Yevanim remained. It was still Makom Kadosh. According to the Ramban, it lost its Kedusha. So the Rav Henoch Eggers on page 14 has the question of the whole idea of the Nes of Chanukah that we have was necessary because the Shemen was Nitma. So the question is, if the Shemen was Nitma, okay, so we had to get Shemen Tahar. But he said, what do you need that? Even if the Shemen wasn't Nitma, but we know there's a din of Psul Yotzei, that if something is Yotzei Chutz L'makom, from its Makom, it's possible. Psul Yotzei. So normally Psul Yotzei means you have a carbon, and it's in the Azara, and you bring it outside the Azara, even if you bring it back, it's possible because it was chutz, like Rav Shekhar points out, it's chutz l'mechitzaso. So it's chutz l'mechitzaso, it's Yotze. So the question is, but there's another dip, that if, say you don't take something out of the Azara, but say the Azara loses its Kedusha. The Azara loses Kedusha, so it's like taking it out. It's just like when you take it out, it's not in the Azara. So too, if it's in the Azara, but the Azara is not the Azara anymore, because it's lost its Kedusha, it should be Nifso Beyotze. So the question is, then what was the necessity, why did you have that whole discussion about the Shemen Tomei, the Shemen Tahar, even if the Shemen would be Tahar, you wouldn't be able to use the Shemen because it would be Nifsal Biyotze, according to the opinion of the Ramban, that the Karka HaMikdash wants this the Kedusha. And that's the Kasha of the Rav Henoch Eggers quoted here on page 14 in this Kudras Mechaschina.
It's all according to Rashi, right? That you can't bring Chulin Azara.
No, but even without Rashi, what does that have to do with Rashi? Meaning,
if it wasn't Kadosh at all, so then it's no problem.
Right, but right, assuming it was Kadosh, and then it was, but the Azara itself lost its Kadosh. Okay, so if you look at page 27, is the Rav Avram Shor of Brooklyn. He has a kuntres here called Kuntres Neis Hashemen. That was printed in Kislev Tovshin Nun Alf. So he writes here like following. Page 27. And I quote where the arrow is on page 27. The Iker Hadover Donu Achronim Im Adlakas Hashemen Yesh La Shem Hakrava Olo. Whereas when you put a korban on the Mizbeach, it's consumed by the Mizbeach, that's a Hakrava. So the question is when the shemen is consumed by the menorah. Is that also shame hakrava, or that has nothing to do with hakrava? So hakrava mainly only shaykh to the mizbeach. So he says, "Vinei havnei nezer sheivenu v'vadei tzvili sheyish lo shame hakrava." The Yavnei Nezer says that the oil that's consumed on the mizbeach is also called that it's hakrava. V'ayasu hu midivrei Rashi b'tmura. Shemfurish dover hakarav balayla al shemen l'menorah. As Rashi says, an example of something that's karav balayla is shemen of the menorah. So you see that Rashi shita is that he's calling shemen l'menorah something that's karav balayla, that has a din hakrava. Well, yesh. But the other possibility is to say who ma'isa hamitzvah, v'lo hakrava. It's just a ma'isa. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. It's not a hakrava. Said gufa kavonas toisus. Shekik shu lama yotzorich Hashem and kiddush li. Shem tos feeling the menorah mitzvah shal hanaka. V'lo mitzvah shal hakravas Hashem. But tos asks a question. Was we assume that the shemen had to be put in a kli sharis first, and then in the menorah. So Tosas asks, why do you need that? Why do you need a kiddush kli? So what's sheik shu lama yatzarich Hashem kiddush kli? Mishum the Tosas feel that the menorah who mitzvah shal hadlaka. That was Tosas' assumption in his question. That it's a mitzvah hadlaka, but no mitzvah shal hakrovas Hashemen. Im kain lama tzarich kiddush. Fize yishloma she'ein. So that's what Rav Shor is seeming to say, that maybe if you hold that it's not a din hakrava. And this, there was a fellow, Rabbi Oswald, who used to be here in the yeshiva many years ago. And I think he told me once that he heard a shiur from Rav Shmuel Brudny from the Mir in Brooklyn. He was the father of Rabbi Elia Brudny of today. He was considered a big Maggid shiur. And I believe Rabbi Oswald, who himself was Nifter, told me once that I think Rabbi Brudny said in the shiur that maybe the Psul Yotzei doesn't apply to the shemen of menorah, because maybe it only applies to hakrava korbanos. And if this is not a din of hakrava, it's just a din of the mitzvah of hadlaka, but it's not like you're makriv the shem. The shem is going to be consumed because that's the mitzvah of the hadlaka saner. So mamela, since that's the mitzvah of hadlaka, so mamela, it's not going to be a hakrava. So if it's not going to be a hakrava, then maybe it's not nifsal biyotze. And b'meila, then the whole question falls away. But if you hold like Rashi and Tmura, that it's considered hakrava, so then I guess you're going to have to say then against the Ramban, that maybe the Makom HaMikdash didn't biyotze l'chulin. And if it didn't biyotze l'chulin, so then and there's no, it wasn't brought out. So, and if it was Yotze L'chulin, so then there was no Psul Yotze. That's why the Gemara, in other words, something, you have to say something. Either you're going to say it's not a hakrava, or you're going to say that even if it is a hakrava, but maybe you're not going to say like the Ramban. You're going to say that, like the Balamor or others, that the Makom HaMikdash wasn't Yotze L'chulin. So you have to say something, or else, in other words, this question, it's obvious that the whole problem was the tumah. The yotze wasn't the issue. So why not? So either you're going to have to say yotze wasn't an issue because the makom, not like the Ramban, you have to say like the Balamor, the Ramami Panu, that the makom HaMikdash wasn't yotze l'chulin. Or you're going to have to say that it was yotze l'chulin, but shemen is not a din of hakrav, it's just in a mitzvah, and therefore there's only a din of psul yotze by hakrav. So those are the possibilities. Now that we've time, let's just look at one last thing in this scriptures on page 27. I didn't bracket it, so I didn't think we could do it. About Os Tes at the top of page 27. It says, Shemen leminor tzarchlios mitrumas halishka, mishal tzibur. In other words, the Shemen HaMenorah has to come from the, you know, the money that was collected, just like the Korbanos Tzibur come from the Machzitz HaShekel money. Somebody can't decide I'm going to give, you know, Parnes Hayom. You ever seen in the Batei Medrash? Parnes Hayom. Who's supporting the learning of the yeshiva today? Parnes Hayom, Mosech HaNishmas. So you don't have that in the base of Mikdash Parnes Hayom for the Korbanos Tzibur. It has to come from the collection of the Tzibur. You know, usually from the Machzitz HaShekel money of the Tzibur. And then it has a din of Tzibur. So he says that the purchase of the Shemen also has to be from the Truma Salishka, maybe from that Tzibur Dika collection money. It can't just be somebody wants to decide to give
That per se doesn't mean it's a korban, though.
Right, that doesn't say, right. As Rav Ari is correct. That doesn't mean that it's a korban just because it's coming from, it could still be a mitzvah, and not a korban, but it still has to come from the tzibur. So he says here, if the shemen is al pi nes, say the shemen was al pi nes, so is it shel tzibur? It's not from the tzibur, the shemen. The shemen is shel nes.
Yeah, but the Ner Ma'aravi burnt al pi nes also. The Ner Ma'aravi by Shimon HaTzadik.
So Rav Shor in the bottom of Os Tes on page 27, she says, Kushazu heviu ha'achronim. The achronim asked this question of what do you need, that how could the nace of the menorah be meaningful if the shaman has to come mishal tzibur? This is not shal tzibur. He says, Matzasi b'shut beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak was Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis from Lvov. It was a big goyin, Galicia. He says, I'm reading from offshore here in the bottom. Do we know that for sure? That has to come from Shemin Halishka. So they say, I feel even near to Tarach Hashem and Leos with Trumas Halishka, Yesh Lahim Kol Kabaros, and Boy Mitrumas Halishka, Haim Zed Tarach, Haim Zed Din Shatarach Dafka, Shivya Shal Shkolim, and Skala Lal Korman, and Hani Mesiril Tzibu Yofa Yomich, and Moshe Kosov Mikdash Dovid, and Kena Feilu Shaita Boy Mitrumas Halishka, Rey Yochol Yos Kashi. In other words, there is a concept of Mesiril Tzibu, that you can give it over to the Tzibu. So he says, Al Beis Yitzchak Masvei Akushya, the Chol Haba Mineis Hu Hefker. So that's what the Beis Yitzchak says. Anything that comes from a Neis, there's no Bailim. Yesh Me'ayim, something happens. So who's the Bailim? It's Hefker. It is a Betainis. In Kein Eina Shaykh Tzibur. Ve'ena Tzibur Kodim Tam Dei Chatzil Hektish. And there's no Chatzil Hektish. There's no Kein Yechatzir for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash doesn't be Kodim Chatzir. So if the shemen from the menorah had to come from the tzibur and the shemen came derech neis, so but what made it shel tzibur?
That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. If there's a chatzir lahegdish,
right?
A nine tes, Baba Basra, nine tes.
Baba Basra, yeah. So if you assume that ain chatz in the hekdesh, how is it going to work? So how is the tzibur going to own the shemen to make an eis chanuk to make the menorah, the menorah in the mikdash? Ain shem shetesh alchein So that's the first shemen that they had was not minhanes, right? That one pach they had. So if that pach a little bit was left over and they pour in it, then whatever tipa they pour in is going to be batal. Kama batal.
This is interesting because I don't remember who, but somebody says that that's the teretz to the Beis Yosef, that it was Shemin Nes. Well, in other words, it wasn't Shemin Zayit, it was Shemin Nes.
Right.
All 8 days, and that's why Hanukkah is 8 days. Because even the beginning was Shemin Nes.
Even what was Shemin Nes?
And the fact that it didn't burn naturally meant it was Shemin Nes.
Shemin Nes, yeah, right.
So even 8 days it was Shemin Nes.
Right.
It's the opposite of what he's saying here.
Yeah.
I think Rav Chaim answers that it was the Eichus, not the Kamus. The
Eichus. Right. That's Rav Chaim.
Yeah. The Eichus. So that's the question. So then how is it Shel Tzibur? So if you say that first night wasn't totally consumed, and then you pour in more oil in, it's Mevatel to the Hashem is Salim Bnei's Kama Bottle, Bos Hashem. But then he says, Kishibati Odos Kujuzuni Machihar, Israel Mayor, Shlita, Israel Mayor Shore. Kamalisha ain't Inokanami, Stam, Mice and Nisim Hefker. In other words, normally Mice and Nisim is Hefker. He says, Kan, Yishlom, Kanisha, Sora Hanes Haya, Shia Shaykh Latzibur, Ikne Hashkina Latzibur. The Shekhinah was matna to the tzibur. But then he says, "Od he yeshachon he yayochol lahakbiya haMenorah." Vazakos b'shemen avur hatzibur. Maybe the Kohen can pick up the menorah. Give kinyan hakbah on the menorah and on the.
Okay. That works. I thought it has to come from Trumas Olishka.
Yeah, it has to come from. But he's saying Trumas Halishka could just mean it has to come in at Tzibur. Oh, so one last thing, let's take a look. In the Rugachover on page 25. On page 25, and this is also of Shor's Puntress. Yeah. Page 25. I didn't put an arrow there, but it's not the last paragraph, but the one right before that. Ayin Dover Pella Bedivre Hatzofen Spaneach. The Lubavitcher Rebbe liked the Rugachev. He liked to pattern his learning. The Rugachev. The Rugachev was the greatest ever, in my opinion. But you have to have that. It's basically a combination of tremendous Bekiyas in all of Shas, together with some type of analytical analysis, but not. Not necessarily the Brisker analysis, other type of analysis, and that combination sometimes like a philosophical analysis of the Rogachev together with the keys of all areas of Torah that he feels are similar conceptually to this idea and put them all together, you know. Like there's a famous thing from the Rogachev about you make a birkas, a tefillas haderach on an airplane. So the Rogachev says, the Gemara says in Chulin by Kansipur, ki karetz Kansipur v'nech baderach. And the Gemara says if you would have a bird on top of someone's head, so it would only be considered a derech if the person's considered like Adama. So then he's a continuum. But if he wouldn't be Adama, if just be Ba'avir, that's not derech. That's not derech. So you see in Hilchos Shiluch HaKan, if something's Ba'avir, it's not Baderech. So therefore, the Rogachev therefore could extrapolate from there that you can't say Tfilas HaDerech on an airplane because the Avir is not Lomikri Derech for Hilchos Shiluch HaKan. So that's like that's the style, you know, that the Rogachev was. But you have to know all the. You can only start this Derech Halimut if you know everything. Then you could, Right, Rav Harari?
Yeah, that's a famous one.
I don't think this tshuva. This is one of the famous psukim for the Rogachev, but. I think Rav Zevin, Rav Moshe Shapiro from Lyra point out, Rav Zevin quotes it, but I don't know if it's in the Sefer of the Rogachev. So I once was looking for
it. Rav Harlap once mentioned this to the Brisker Rav, I think, in his meeting with him.
Yeah,
he told me once. I don't remember all the pratim, but...
Well, what did he mention to the Brisker Rav?
You mentioned that Derech could be, and there's not a Derech in Shemaim, and the Brit Rav just looked at him or something, didn't say anything, right? Something like that.
Okay, so let's see what he says here. I ain't Dover Pella, but Divet Tufnas Menech, Bear Gimel, Hilchas Kanaka, or Bez, of course, the next Kanaka, Lo Ligu Kol Laila Rak Ner Echad, who Ner Hamaravi. So the Rogachev says that they only lit the Ner Maravi. Lo Yalahem, Menorah Rakit, Ligu Mishvut Shal Barza. So they didn't have a real menorah. They only had like a metal thing.
That the Rambam says a wooden thing. No?
He's saying Soma Chalgir says a pesikta shematzo shmona shvudim shobarza. They had 8 shvudim, so every night they lit one shvud, one metal thing. First time shvud cholayil, I should tamur harig a kol pontrus a menorah kuliyam modu design their semach. But l'chora menorah has to have zayin neiros, so it's not a menorah. So maybe for Hanukkah, maybe you don't need a menorah. That's a discussion in the poskim. That's why the modern people like to call it Chanukiah, but that's a made up, You have to come from a certain background.
It's not the menorah either.
I mean. Right. But he said, the Rogachev said that that basically the 8 days of Hanukkah, until they got back to normal, they lit one shvud, one metal shvud that had their receptacle, and they lit one a night. Matzasi kvartomala shud chas de ovos. Because in Agis of the Psikta, Shemotsu Shmona Shvudim Shalbarza. This is Mazza Zain Shvudim. Achaim Matsazin Yishvnochon Dvere Sofas Apenech. So the question is, how can the Tzofna Apenech say that? Don't you need a menorah? In the Mikdash Lachor, you need a menorah. You can't just have a Shvud. And Gemara Menachas, the only design there is Ma'akim. My time, I have I exibu. Perish Rashi Kafterim Knosim Menu Yu. Moshitus Dar Gokim Ma'akim Perit Sus and Nor Ma'akim Mel Had Lokim Ma'akim. In a Mesham Vur the Sheina Bom Zahav Ena Bog Vidim Kafterim Lichshin. You can only buy Kanim Taris Pomad Nikri. Perish Rashi Menor Tadam Muchum Yitzad Zayish Kotru you, I never al kaftoim leker rak mizav. By the way, konim shama techzav gushia nikra menorah. Aval yeshlam the olam ena zayin konim ma'akvim. The day beim beechad im yesh loshem menorah. So what is he saying? That the says
you only need the eight by the real menorah.
No, so this was the real menorah.
No, it was a shpoid. It was a shpoid, so they could only light one.
But where was the menorah?
They didn't have the real menorah. They only had these shpoidim, so they only lit one because it's not me'akev.
In other words, but you could do a ma'aseh. You could do a mitzvah. Is this like the Ramban, like Parshas Tzavi? You could do a hatlaka without the menorah. There's two mitzvahs, the mitzvah adlaka and the mitzvah menorah. So you won't get the mitzvah menorah, but you still get the mitzvah adlaka.
Yeah, I guess. Or like that Korban Aida, second teretz.
Yeah. I'm a more fresh sailor. So he's saying that, So the Zion there is Ma'akvim, that's for a Din Menorah. But maybe there's another Hadlaka, Chutzl Menorah, just that you do a Hadlaka, but you don't have a Menorah.
You just have a candle holder. Just one is enough.
Yeah.
The Din of Sol Yosef, is that why the Din of actually, like a Menorah, what if you just do a Hadlaka, Ba'alma? You do a Hadlaka, Ba'alma, Sol Yosef, is it wise or doesn't?
Oh, so Rabbi Hartz is asking, so Yotze, is that only then in the Shema of Dora?
Is it Ramban? Ramban is Ramban. I heard sources of Ramban is saying, well, it's just a shame. It's a love of Amma. That solves his problem. So Yotze, even though the
Dora. Oh, so Rabbi Herschel wants to say an interesting teretz to the Rakesh's Kasha. Rakesh is asked, what do you need? Tame, tape of clay, that's so Yotze. Maybe if they only did the mitzvah hadlaka, they didn't do a mitzvah menorah. So maybe there's no psul yotze, but the mitzvah hadlaka. Psul yotze.
Sort of
like
fall apart.
Yeah.
We had that. We said that teretz already.
What?
We said that teretz already. We said that teretz.
Yeah. Okay. But it could be a good. Yeah. Well, we said the teretz that we said it that even when you use a menorah, it's not necessarily a din hakrav. But he's saying that, especially when you're not even using a menorah,
so that is
there's no din hakrava. Really, it wouldn't be a din yotze.
Why?
Even if you want to argue that by menorah, it's din hakrava, that's because there was a menorah there. So menorah is like a hakrava sabbesbeis. So it's a hakrava sashem. But if you don't have a menorah even, and you just.
They're both clean showers.
That's for sure, it's only a mitzvah. Of hadlaka, then you shouldn't be nifso biyotze. Yeah,
they're both klisharis, though. They're both klisharis. Yeah.
Question I'm going to have is why are they doing
it?
What's the purpose of
hadlaka? Well, it's good how you learned that we saw the Ramban, the tzava, that he has to catch a. There's a din of hadlaka in Parshas Tzava, Tatsava, Israel, Tulech, Shem, Zayzach, and then an emor. So the Ramban says that in Tetzaveh it's just Hadlaka, and then in Emor it's the menorah. But the question is, so is it shot that once the mitzvah of menorah was given in Emor, now you can't do Hadlaka anymore, or you can still maintain the original Parshas Tetzaveh thing? So maybe that's how the Ragachava understood the Psikta. You just have to do Hadlaka, but you don't need a menorah. Okay, so that's the after those some, okay, that's the idea. Okay, So that is the discussion of the menorah, of the Psul Yotze. It's a fascinating discussion about Parishim Kalua, etc. And we discussed other Terutz, right? We had the Give Us Pinchas that says that was it a Psul? Well, that was Gabi that did it. Okay. Okay, this was Gulitz. Okay, Ramosai, so we officially, you never finish with Hanukkah. You know what I mean? There's so much Torah on Hanukkah that you can spend the whole year discussing the different Yonim of Hanukkah. Okay, but we were marich a little bit, 1 week extra. And we were marich in both in Yonim of Hanukkah. And we just push a lot of home base Israel. And as the Shemesh Barach, tomorrow we should start the does everyone have the other packets? Was it put up on the on your Jake?
Ben HaSemesterim, where it says Ben HaSemesterim.
Ravaron, do you have it?
Yeah, but it says Ben HaSemesterim, right?
Yeah.
There were three packets there?
There should be four there now.
I think I saw
you have the four packets, are they up? Rav Yossi Dietz, Rav Dietz Shlita. Are the four packets up for the Kafara? Jake, or is Jake Silberger?
I see three, but I mean, double check if I have it somewhere else.
There's a fourth. He had the fourth, Yossi. The fourth is the one that has the Tosefta.
That was in on the actual chat. That was in the WhatsApp chat.
Yeah. Did that say Dalit?
Yeah, I have it. I'll put it up.
Jacob, do you have the fourth packet as well?
Yeah, I have the fourth packet. I'll put it on.
So do you give it out to everyone? Remind?
I'll give it out. Yeah, I'll give it out.
Put it on the same place as the other three?
Yeah, I'm going to put it there.
Okay.
First three are on the drive. So do we have all four now?
Yeah. I see a lot. Well, this is 5 weeks.
It's a different year.
I still see only three.
Jacob, did you get the fourth? Nimrod, how are you doing?
I'm pulling it up now.
We only have three? Where's the fourth?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Jacob, are you putting up the fourth?
If you refresh the page, you should see it now.
Okay. Well, it says scan from Xerox multifunction.
Yes, I'm going to rechange it to four, but.
Okay, yeah, it says it. We have it. Okay, good.
Okay, okay, Bez Hashem. And then Bez Hashem will go back to Tzitzis. Bez Hashem. Okay, Jake, you have it?
Yeah, it's there.
It's there?
Yeah, it's there.
You see it, Ramar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. So have a good day. And easy fast, more of a shem. Shear
11.
Shear's 11. Yeah. Okay, Colton.